You've spoken a bit then in the sense of what the IHR can do for us. What can we, members of the Historical Association or other local history societies, county societies and so on, do to make sure that the IHR continues to thrive for all our benefit?
Well, there are things you can do as individuals. If you are, you know, based in the southeast, becoming a friend of the IHR, using the library, taking part in the events, which we run for friends, but also the events generally the IHR, I think you're joining a diverse and interesting community. If your first love in history is the love of the local, then the Victoria County history still has a lot of work to do, a lot of counties untouched in England, and those that have been done needing redoing, like the Firth of Forth Road Bridge. I think also we are London based, and we're very aware of that, and we do a great deal to try and get out as much as possible. But I think if HA members can think of ways in which we can collaborate with regional partners inside and outside the universities, we're always happy to do that. Running training events, running small colloquia and conferences, running consultancy for people who are interested in research perhaps but don't know how to get onto the first rung of the ladder. We're very happy to send our staff out to different parts of the UK to do that. We have done it and we will continue to do it, but if HA members have got any ideas about how we can do that with most effect, then we'd be very interested to hear.
Raises a thought about possible talks for branches, really, isn't it? That
somebody
talking about or sending a video out about the work of the IHR would be something that many members would be very interested in hearing and seeing.
Yes.
Maybe something we should explore. I think you mentioned, I mean, you are London-based, and I think actually you're, I think in your plans, I've seen written that you want to try and get a professor, is that right, for London history? So in other words, you take that role very seriously of working on the capital and extending that work. And at one time, I think the Centre for Metropolitan History was based here as well. Is that...
That's still here. Yeah.
That's still here.
The centre's been here for 20 years or so.
Uh-huh.
And under... firstly under Derek Keane and latterly under Dr. Matthew Davis, and has been at the forefront of a lot of research projects, particularly around the history of late medieval, early modern London, but in recent years has also had a comparative metropolitan global remit to what it does. We think the IHR is the place for a professorial chair in the history of London, one that would both deal with the history of London as a financial centre, but also deal with the history of London, as the nation's capital, with a particular concern too for those historic counties of London, which have always been part of the Victoria County history. So notably Middlesex and Surrey, but home counties as well. And we're pretty keen to get this chair as soon as possible. By the time we move back into the refurbished IHR, and it would be a unique chair, and as I say, this would be the right place to have a home.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, thank you very much indeed, Miles, for giving me that run through. And is there anything else that you have in mind that you think we've not touched on or ought to add for general listeners? About the work,
I think the only thing I would say is that you couldn't have a historical association or an IHR without a deep ingrained love of history in this country, and I think it's something that we can often take for granted that people have an instinctive grip and an instinctive passion for history in this country, which you don't see everywhere around the world. It's partly that we're a very old nation and we do have a long continuous history to take an interest in, but you can't have a genuine awareness of history without advanced historical research going on to underpin it. And that's what we do, and that's what we support. And although it may seem sometimes a bit too erudite and specialist, you can't have the general history without the expertise in all areas.
Thank you very much indeed.